Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
A friend and I were talking recently about our favorite movies, and both of us included The Usual Suspects on our list: Gone with the Wind, Citizen Kane, The Godfather, Casablanca, Lawrence of Arabia, The Wizard of Oz. Maybe some of those would show up on your list too. But our conversation also prompted me to compile another list, my top 10 favorite scenes from movies. To qualify, a scene had to be truly memorable, even if the film itself was not. And though it wasn't my original intent, each scene turned out to be funny as well. Here are my top 10 scenes in no particular order, with the name of the movie, the year of its release, and the scene that cracked me up. First, The Long, Long Trailer, 1954. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz's misadventure with their honeymoon house trailer, especially when they get stuck in all that mud, was a hoot, though the film was itself unremarkable. Second, The History of the World, Part 1, 1981, one of three Mel Brooks films to make my list. Moses comes down from the mountain carrying three tablets. "The Lord has given unto you these 15, and then in mid-sentence, Moses drops one of the tablets and it shatters. Ten commandments, he proclaims. Third, The Great Race, 1965. How about the pie scene in which everyone but the cameraman gets a pie in the face? Who knows, maybe the cameraman took a hit too. Let's hope they got that scene in one take. Fourth, A Christmas Story, 1983. The fumbling, futile effort by Garen McGavin's character to glue his beloved leg lamp back together is cinematic gold. Fifth, National Lampoon's A Christmas Vacation, 1989. Chevy Chase's long, angry monologue of exasperation after failing to get the Christmas bonus he had expected is priceless. Sixth, Mrs. Doubtfire, 1993. The comedic genius of Robin Williams was on full display while playing two characters who had to pull off a hilarious costume change on the fly. Seventh, Smokey and the Bandit, 1977. I laugh out loud every time I recall Sheriff Buford T. Justice, played by Jackie Gleason, walking out of a diner with toilet paper stuck to his shoe. Eighth, Young Frankenstein, 1974. My second Mel Brooks selection. Who can forget the running gag when Marty Feldman's Igor spooks the horses by shouting the name of the lady of the castle, Frau Blücher. Ninth, Bridesmaids, 2011. There's nothing funny about food poisoning, but one epic scene from Bridesmaids is the exception that proves the rule. A bridal party meal gone bad helped make movie stars out of Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy. Finally, and by no means last, Blazing Saddles, 1974. How do you pick just one riotously funny scene from the ultimate Mel Brooks classic? I'm going with the infamous campfire scene that boldly went where no film had gone before. Beans were involved. Let's leave it at that. I don't think I need to explain. Well, that's a purely subjective list of my 10 favorite movie scenes. Your own list would no doubt be different, but I'll bet it would make me laugh.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media.